At the New York Food Dialogues, I'm visiting with two of our first panelists. I'm going to let you introduce yourselves and start. Let's start with you.
Well, I'm Carolyn O'Neill, and I'm a registered dietitian and one of the nutrition experts for WebMD.
And I'm Craig McNamara, and I'm an organic walnut grower in Northern California, and I serve on the State Board of Food and Ag, and we advise the governor and the Secretary of Agriculture on all things that pertain to our industry in California.
Well, what just quick thoughts from each of you. As a participant, what do you think about being on this stage, talking about this subject in front of hopefully a pretty big audience?
Well, first of all, it gave me great joy to be invited to the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance in New York City, which I think is terrific. And it just shows you how people really do want to reach out to know their farmer, to know more about their food. And as a dietitian, I do believe the more you know, the more you can eat, and dispelling some myths and empowering people with information about the great things that farmers are doing across the country and the ranchers, I think frees them up to make healthier food choices and feel good about it.
How about you, Craig? Anything that kind of stood out?
Well, I agree with Carolyn. I want to be transparent. As a farmer today, it's so essential. I really need people to come out, young people and consumers in general, to really make this connection to nature, to their food system, so that they get it, so that they're finding fresh foods and they're preparing fresh foods, and that we become a healthy nation.
When you talk about that transparency, I heard it mentioned a number of times, the idea of come out to my farm or visit my farm and see what we're doing. Where do you stand on that?
I think the three farmers on this panel really sincerely meant it. There's 81,000 of us in California farmers, and across the nation probably a million or two. I think we can all take some of our urban friends and bring them out and share ideas. It's not just to indoctrinate them into what we do, but it's for us a chance to listen to what the consumer would like us to do.
Did you hear anything that stood out as I hadn't really heard that before, or that it maybe caused you, I don't say some concern, but that there is a need to do this? There's such a screaming need maybe to do this.
Well, I think, again, the disconnect in that small farmers are better than big farmers. It has nothing to do with the size of the farm. It has to do with who's the farmer and what are the practices. And I think that's something, the message it needs to get out, that all sizes of farms are doing a great job and should be encouraged to do a great job. And, you know, and as you mentioned, there's still a lot of challenges across the United States. That's why farmers and ranchers are working together to say, like, what are our issues? Water, labor, food safety, regulation.
Yeah. You know, and I really enjoyed what our fellow panelist Richard Ball is doing in terms of bringing food to a food desert in the South Bronx. We have to be doing that. As I mentioned, we have food insecurity across the nation, and this is something that we can work together, farmers and writers and journalists and consumers, to correct. Something we can do. In the next 5 years, let's set that as a goal.
And as a journalist, one thing I have noticed, you know, we've just been through, I would say, about 10 or 15 years of the celebrity chef. Well, look out, folks. The celebrity farmer is starting to take the stage.
We may hear some more about that later today, I'm guessing. Well, thank you all both very much. Two of our panelists on the first part of the New York Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.